It is Future Leaders Day here at the radio station. I'm here with Abby Mitchell, founder of the Abby Post and a recipient of the Ontario Junior Citizens Award. My first question for you here, Abby, is why did you start the Abby Post?
My aunt's dog, Frankie, he had pulled a muscle, so he was having, he needed some bed rest, so me and my aunt went, like, to go for walks, but then when he had, like, pulled a muscle, he couldn't go for the walks with us, so I wanted to wait, because everyone was so worried about why he wasn't walking with us, so I wanted a way to tell people about that he was okay and he's alive.
And back in March, you were presented with the Ontario Junior Citizens Award. What did your friends think of that?
Well, they said, wow, are you famous? And also, are you going to be on TV?
You've done plenty of work with the Port Dover Lifeline Food Bank. Could you tell me what they do there?
They buy things from the grocery store and then they make it look like a miniature grocery store there. And they help people that don't have enough money to buy food.
What are your plans in the future for the paper?
I want to keep doing it, and I want to keep doing more issues and meeting more people.
And what advice do you have for other kids your age that want to give back to their community?
I saw people that didn't have homes or food and asked how I could help them. So kids could ask how they can help people who need things we may have.